Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're going to deal with a great mate debate here that's about co-sleeping with your kid and when it's appropriate, when you should stop, when you shouldn't.
Yikes.
But I'm told there's a little wrinkle in this one that could change our minds.
Okay. Oh.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Haley and Nick on the phone. Haley won the toss, so she is going to go first. Haley?
Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
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 What's going on?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we adopted sweet little Mia, who's 2 years old now. We adopted her a year ago.
Okay.
And so we're having some issues right now. We're having a disagreement with the sleeping arrangement.
Okay.
You know, she had such a rough start. And, you know, her beginning wasn't, you know, it didn't go as well as you would hope for a child. And so, you know, I want her to sleep with us and create a bond with mommy and daddy so that she knows that she's safe and taken care of and that we'll always be here to support her and love her. And so I want her to still sleep in the bed, and he doesn't want her to sleep with us anymore.
You want her in the bed every night?
Yeah, until I feel like I can sense that energy, that she feels comfortable. I would like her to sleep with us every night.
Nice. Loving, Steve. Nurturing, caring, safe.
You know, there's a guy on the phone,
okay,
too,
yeah,
that's
okay.
Like, there's a two-year-old in my bed.
There is,
yeah.
That.
Every night. like, in the bed.
Uh-huh.
Right there. Between me and... let's get Nick's side of this. Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
Congratulations on the adoption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thrilled. Yeah.
How come you don't want your daughter to be emotionally healthy?
It's absolutely not that. It's far from that. I think that can be achieved without doing this co-sleeping thing. And I think there are other things that the co-sleeping thing interferes with. You know, like I do think that part of raising a kid is your job is to show the kid like what structure is and, you know, that things work a certain way that you need to adapt to all the time, you know? So I want her to be shown like that there's structure in the world. This over here is your room. This is your bed. This is where you sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our baby can still feel loved and know that mommy and daddy aren't going anywhere from her own room, you know?
Nice.
There is you're agreeing with everybody today, Steve. You're like, nice. No, that works. I know you guys are on the radio and it's probably not comfortable, but is this having the effect on your relations life what we would think it is? Is it like completely not happening because the baby's there?
It's certainly interfering with things. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, listen, it's not the right. You can't really get in the mood when there's a toddler in the room. I don't think I'm the kind of person who can. And
that's good.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. Definitely an issue. You know.
Haley, what would you say to that? Are you using this as a way to avoid relations or?
No, not at all. And yes, I do. there is, yes, it is slightly in the way. I understand that, but I just, you know, how we made this decision, you know, to adopt this child, and I just want her to have a really, really great start from where we've taken her. And so I'm willing, if I have to, I am willing to try figuring that part out, even if it is for another, you know, couple months or year.
What was your time frame for allow her to keep sleeping with you? Is there like, okay, she
16?
Yeah, like, I know you said when she shows signs that she's comfortable, but that could be, like Slacker said, that could be years down the road.
You know, and I have, that has crossed my mind, and I thought about it, and you know, I know that there is a certain time where she is going to have to leave and, you know, be on her own and fend for herself and find this structure that Nick speaks of. And I do agree with that, but I think it's still a little bit too soon. I mean, I would love to at least give it another 6 months at least. That just, to me, that's what feels comfortable and supportive.
Nick, when you're in bed with the other two, are you being like that, you know, all lovey-dovey with the other two, or you're just kind of like turn your back and try and sleep, or are you involved?
What's
with
that look
yeah,
like?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's the beginning. Definitely there's, you know, it's nice. It's cozy. There's cuddling and all that. The fact is I run pretty hot, so I'm not somebody who can really like sleep, you know, all curled up with somebody, period. So yeah. I end up, you know, like if I got like, you know, physical contact with somebody, I'm sweating right there. So I end up a lot of times kind of laying on my side, like perched on the edge of the bed, like a domino about to fall, you know what I mean?
So you're not even getting good sleep, let alone relations then, yeah.
I'm sleeping fine. I'm sleeping okay. Fine. It's a little precarious, but I'm used to that part. It's just, I don't think we're doing the right thing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a point where it's like, if you don't potty train your kid by a certain time, like, now you're past it. Now they're like, they're talking, they're walking, and they're like, you just clean my butt.
Yep.
Like, I'm yep. 5 and you're going to keep cleaning my butt. If you don't take their binky away, their pacifier, whatever you call it, on time, they're like, I need that to calm down so I can go to sleep. And you're past the point, and it's like, I'm not Dr. Spock or whatever, but like, there probably is a tipping point of age where it's just like, wait, I sleep with you.
Yeah.
That's how this works. Why are you punishing me and making me go to prison in this other room?
When did you kick your kids out?
Mia kind of has come back to us in COVID.
Not
every night, but it's just like, we're like,
yeah,
we never let them sleep every night. Cause then it gets confusing.
It's a habit. Yeah. I remember when I was little, I used to get really afraid at night. But then, so my parents would let me in their bed, but then it became a thing where I would just say I was afraid because I wanted to sleep in their bed. And then eventually they caught on and they're like, no, you've got to. And it was so much harder to actually fall asleep in my bed because I was, and they'd find me like in the hallway, I'd sneak in their bed, like late at night, like next to their bed.
And it's like, you're trying to guilt them into like,
yes,
look,
I can't sleep until I'm like near you.
You throw yourself
and
down
then,
the hall.
Totally. Yeah, because it becomes a thing where, yeah, it's habit, and then you feel like mad that they're not letting you do it anymore.
But here's the thing, and we're going to get you a jury right now.
Yeah.
Haley's got one really good point in that this kid is adopted and had a rough start, so maybe she needs a little extra bonding, or is Nick right? Does the kid actually need extra structure instead of extra bonding?
Mm.
Which way... we got it right here. Mars, Venus, right? He's logical. She's emotional.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's like,
yeah,
we got to get that kid over there. And she's like, we got to love that kid till it shows us it's ready.
And she's like, well, we're loving it. We have to love it in the bed every night for...
I still love it over in that room.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. So Haley wants to co-sleep till there's a sign. Nick wants to end it now. What do you think? 303-222-5423. So it is a great mate debate, and a child's future basically hangs in the balance. In fact, some of our texters already are like, they're saying it means more than I think it does. Haley and Nick adopted a kid, and they are at odds with each other on whether or not the kid should sleep with them.
Yeah, the kid is 2, like Tucker said, adopted. had some kind of rough times, like we had made attachment issues and stuff in her past. So that's why, mom, we got to sleep, provide structure in this bed, let her know she's secure and safe and when she sleeps.
Does a two-year-old remember their...
That's a good question.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a doctor, but right. I mean, like if you're a 10-year-old and you've been verbally, mentally, whatever, abused, you're gonna remember that stuff. But does a baby really...
That's a good question.
...remember all... I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Dad Nick is like, okay, we need structure in her own room, her own bed. Our relationship is like suffering. He's probably not sleeping the best for work and blah, blah, blah.
So, and definitely not the relations.
Definitely.
Having a kid totally changes that anyway, whether definitely. They're sleeping in your room or not because you're just tired. But this is, so let's get you guys a jury. We're going to figure out if you're sleeping for three or for two later on. Steven.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Why?
Because me and my fiance have a 4.5-year-old. We have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, 4.5-year-old, and a 5-month-old.
Whoa.
The older two sleep in their own rooms. The younger two obviously sleep mostly with us. But I would say that we've always put them in like those little vibrating cradles, if you will.
Okay.
And they either sleep next to us in the bed.
Okay.
Or our older daughter, 4.5-year-old, she'll usually fall asleep on her own somewhere else, but she'll come in at some point throughout the night and crawl in the bed with us. But we've never, you know, at least not even for the boys, we ever kicked them out. They kind of eventually just grew that way where they wanted their own.
But you don't think that's ever going to, they're going to have separation.
Right.
You're just kicking the can down the road of when they're going to have separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to have it as a 2-year-old or do you want them to have them as a 10-year-old when it's really going to screw them up?
I mean, I don't know if the separation anxiety is really going to screw them up at 2 or 10. I mean, at 10, they're probably a little bit more emotionally evolved to where they can, you know, you can explain it to them, you know, this is why you can't sleep with mom and dad, this blah, blah, but you can't tell that to a 2-year-old.
I mean, right, you don't have to. You just put them in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they don't know what's going on. You know, I mean, I'm sure their thought complex is not very big. You know, they're probably like scared crap by myself. But you know,
yeah.
But,
yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Steven. Colin.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the gentleman's side. I think children need structure and need to be sleeping in their own bed. I've got a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they have never slept in my wife and I's bed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
but Colin, do you think you would feel differently if they were adopted?
That went through a hard...
You know, chances of this child having memories much beyond that 1 year of age is kind of slim. You can show them love and affection and caring and a comfortable place without them sleeping in your bed, I feel.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be 24/7 that they have to be shown comfort and security and, yeah.
Is there anything... Thank you for the call, Colin. I mean, have you guys thought about this? Like, we did this for a little while, and maybe Amber's parents tricked her in this way. Let them fall asleep in your room, and then it's like the magic transporter. Like,
uh-huh.
They fall asleep next to you, and then they wake up. If your kid sleeps hard enough, like, you put them in their bed, and they wake up, and then slowly but surely, they sleep in your bed for 5 minutes, like, a little, until they don't sleep in your bed at all.
I think my dad did that to us.
Yes, carry you away.
Yes.
Did that your parents
even
try?
I don't remember. Maybe. Yeah. It's possible.
That might be the solution for you guys, but let's get one more jury member in here and tell you what the verdict is. Anna?
Hi, Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I am Team Nick.
Why?
So I think this is a sensitive situation. Understand that I'm her mom of 2 girls as well, not adopted, but I think that if they're not careful, the mom could create a really unhealthy codependent situation where the child's already coming from a situation that is obviously not good based on what she's been hinting at. So to kind of create this other weird codependency, I think would be dangerous. I think that maybe she could meet her and her husband halfway and maybe go cuddle with the little girl while she's falling asleep in her own bed, like a twin bed, you know, in her own bedroom. So she gets used to that and then leave her daughter's bedroom and then have an evening with her husband. I think that there's very important, you know, obviously I've never been through an adoption, but it's going to be really important to have a strong parental unit. And if you're tearing that apart and not paying attention to that, there will be marital problems. So
Wow.
Yeah.
Very well said,
Anna.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Haley, you're not going to like this.
Right.
The call we had for you earlier was the only call. It seems like you most people think you're coming from a place of love, but you're doing your kid a disservice by letting them become dependent on you as part of their sleep ritual.
I hearing everyone speak was really, really helpful. You've done a lot of thinking about this. Especially myself included, just going back and forth about it. And, I don't want to damage her anymore. I want her to have the best life possible. And I'm just trying to do the right thing. And I don't want to harm her or her, her growing or sleep patterns. And I don't know if we're talking about this on the air right now, Nick, but I'm willing to work towards that.
That's awesome.
Great.
Wow.
It's probably the first time Great Mate Debate has ever worked out.
Very sure, Haley.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Good luck later tonight, Nick.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.